schedule, Baruch Hashem. We were discussing yesterday the idea of owning the shoe. The Gemara here in the Masechta Yevamos talks about the fact, na'alo. The Gemara says, it doesn't have to really mean na'alo. But, that's only b'diyev. The Gemara says, as long as it's royalo, even though it's not belonging to you in financial terms, it's good enough. Nonetheless, the Gemara puts it, that's b'diyev, chatchilanat, until aknile. That's what we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday. We saw in Machlokes why that's so. The Rashba explains you should be able to fit. The shoe that you wear that belongs to you fits. And the Ritva had a chiddush. And ideally we try to fulfill the Pshuto Shel Mikra. A big chiddush, a very big chiddush. And Paul can quote this in other contexts. We have unusual shitas in Mefarshim, which we go against the Pasha Pshat and the Gemaras. So very often they'll pull out this Ritva. Well, it means lechatchili is supposed to follow Pshuto Shel Mikra. I'm not going to give examples, but there are other examples as well, which they try to utilize this Ritva as a source. The Yam Shel Shlomo, which we read yesterday, I'm going to read it to you for today. Does Yam Shel Shlomo exist on the screen? Is that let's put it on. Everyone can read what I'm reading. Why not? So the Marashal is in Yam Shel Shlomo Yevamos, Perek Yud Bei Simen Yud Tes. Why is there something? Is it off something?
I don't know. Anyone know how to do this?
Really?
This thing?
There you go. Magic. Okay, if you don't mind. Yam Shel Shlomo, Yevamos, Perek Yud Bei, Simen Yud Tes. So, we mentioned the Nimukei Yosef, but Matana Ma'as Lahavzer is Shmo Matana. We'll come back to that a little bit later. Says the Marashal, according to my explanation, it's probably not going to fit. What good is Hakanah do? I'll give it to you for a minute, for an hour, Matana Ma'as Lahavzer. Says the Marashal, no. The middle of the shoe of Abaye, Rav Yosef Sua was the right size. And he brings a proof. The proof is, every bezin has to have a chalitza shoe. Why didn't he use that shoe? Must be, he saw that the chalitza shoe didn't fit this particular fellow, but Abaye's shoe would fit. Okay, this we mentioned already yesterday in the shiur. Is in contrast to the Ritva, that the Ritva asked the same kasha. Maybe the Marashal didn't have a Ritva. Asked exactly the same kasha, and he answered that Rabbi Yosef was out of town. He wasn't in his regular bezin place. That's why he didn't use the regular bezin shoe. This is a totally different you test. Thank you very much. Well, Maskino, very good. Can everyone in the back read this print? Is it big enough? No. Let's make it a little bit bigger. How do you make it bigger? How do you make this bigger? Plus, plus? Let's show where the plus is. I'm sorry.
I didn't make the size bigger. It's the easiest thing. On top there, though.
I'm sorry.
You see the number? Yeah, right there. You can just adjust the numbers, whatever you want.
Good. Oh, much. Can I see in the back? Can I read it now?
Yeah.
Thank you. Whoa, I didn't. Made it even bigger. Whoa. Okay, it's more. I just make it small. Whoa! It's like the eye doctor. I can't. No one can read it. I'm just trying to roll it down. What are you? Do I hit? 11. Go down. Is that better?
Yeah.
Can you see in the back? Shlomo, can you see? No, that was not very convincing that year. How's that? Now, but when I roll it down, for some reason...
You click on the screen.
Now I roll it. Okay. Here we go. So this is what I read until now. Yeah, let's just read... I have mine, but I'll read yours. The Teda, says the Marashal here in Simon Yotes. Ve'achas yesh lebezin min ha'chalitza. Lama lo chalos ev yosef v'mil lebezin. Ela bevare lo hoya mechuvan lemidas raglo. Rak osa shal abaye. Oh. So the question now becomes, the Maharshal asks against himself, wait a second. Once you do it fit, why bother transferring ownership to him? If the whole purpose of transferring ownership is so it should fit, now you know it fits, it's enough? No. Afal pikein lo yosef gzeres chachomim. Shagazwa Middle Shana Shalola Khathila. Shamachit Sarachak no. In other words, it's two dinim. There's the reason for the din, to make sure it fits. That's his reason, not the ritual's reason. And then there's the din itself. There was a takara khathila has to belong to the individual, to the Yavam, and that has to be fulfilled, Lakhathila, even assuming you know it fits because Rav Yosef checked his foot and saw it fits. Umikanucha khatamasha. Dafilu minal shall bezdin. Sarich lahachnos layovim kodem chalitza. Okay, no, no, and that's true to this day. Vayovim magbia also. Vekona also. Picks it up. Cause of agon mari bruna. Shetzrichim lahachnos lomba matona gemura. Complete, not the mugyo said amas lahachnos. No, complete matona. Why? Ki ein hakol bekiin bedin ze. One of the in the base medrash, I was asked a question today. What is matana maslavzer? It's a contradiction in terms. Is it a matana maslavzer? I said, thank you for asking me this question. That's exactly what the marshal said. That it was a bump. This means matana maslavzer. After you have a complete matana, so read the said the Mari Bruna. Says the marshal, Eini odel lama hichmir. Hello, Eina ma'akev akno. In other words, if it will be me kuva. If a guy's going to goof it up with Al-Anastasa, make sure it's a complete matona and not Al-Anastasa. But since it's only the Chathchila, why have to be so machmir? Says the Marshal for the Betshuva Reisi, Shagodol Echad Kotev Shalaravcha de Milsim Makalo. You don't really have to. Why? Me'acha Shul Mino Shal Bezdin Choshev Shalom. Instead of just relying on this Marshal, why don't we turn to the Hagos Mordechai in the back? Simon Kuf Yutes. Okay, in our print, you'll find it on page Chaf Beis. Chaf Beis, the very beginning of Kuf Yutes. Omer Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Paris. It's, you'll see, we see Kuf Yutes on the left margin. Dim Hanmino Miyuchad Lekach. Ein sarach laknos al yavam v'meinu miyuchad lekach sarach laknos al yavam al bagbo v'matano etc. Okay, that's what he's presumably referring to. But why? Why? So he explains why. Look what he says. V'dom le esrog shel hakol shekosav v'rashbam v'babasu kuf lamazayin v'beis shekul an yotzin bo. The Rashbam says, when the old days, now today, Rabbi say, is there anyone in this room who did not own an Arba Min in this past year Sukkos? Everybody owns. My father, Zal, told me when he was growing up, nobody owned. There was one in Shul. That's it. The Rav had one, and the Shul had one, and that was it. Everyone would go online. When I grew up, already all the Balabatim basically had, almost, but the kids didn't have. Now, everybody has. Baruch Hashem, Akshadar. So they had one estrog of the entire call. The Rashbam says, everyone's Yotze. Kul Yotzebo, ve'ein srichim lefarash lehedya. Why? Why not? Shekol echod makna lechaveram nas lahachzir, darmina lev bezdin masna. Hochanami hochi. So presumably, that's what the Rabbi Chilmi Paris presumably is based upon that. The same as one Esri will do for the entire community. So when Chalitza Shu does for the entire community, the bezdin has a Chalitza Shu, and everyone owns it automatically, so lev bezdin masna. Says the Marashal, v'omer ani, the low dummy cloud. Not the same. Chada, the Esrog, the Regilin, Kulonit, and the Chelik Otsos Esrog. Everyone pays membership to the shul. The shul bought the Esrog. So everyone has chipped in something. The Eshmot Tfi success, you started something already. But old, Gabi Esrog, Shayach Loma, Shapalev, as a master. You know why? The Kulon Trichelo, Ukiluhus, new dummy. Rabosai, every person in the shul needs an Esrog. So they're each giving to each other. For the 1 minute that you hold it, it's yours. And I hold it, it's mine. He holds it, it's his. Aval bar minei. V'chikulon tzrichin leminel chalitza. Chas v'chalila, we always say, we hope that there would never be any more chalitza to push the Torah at our children. Ela b'mitztarach, yimtza anal shal bezim mezumam, al kein t'olachlo, av shematzosi b'shem rimi pariz, b'mordechai, shemaminom yuchel l'kach, ein tzrich l'nachaslo, al v'kamoshik, asafti tov sirov, v'olam v'ikar. That's what it means. Okay? So you have to give it over, and that's what we do. We give it over with Matana Gemura, I'm pretty sure. Matana Gemura, and when we do Chalitza, and we do not do a Matana Manasa Hazir, we follow not only the Marashal, but even the Chumrah of the Mahari Bruna. Atkan, my first discussion for today's shir, based upon yesterday's shir. Okay? This more or less completes the original Mar Makoma sheets, and for those who don't have the new Mar Makoma sheets, if you didn't get one, anyone didn't get one yet? I still have a few more. The new sheets. Okay. Here we go. Please tell me. So now, Rabosai, we have the Gemara, the new Gemara that starts on, thank you, on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omer HaPapi Mishmeh, the Rabba Sandal HaMuzgur Lo Tachlots Bo. Yimcholt Zuchalitzos HaKshera. Sandal HaMuchlot Lo Tachlots Bo. Yimcholt Zuchalitzos HaPsula. Now this is Parsha Shavua, where? Yoni, where? Where's this Parsha Shavua? That's right. In Eretz Yisrael, this is Parsha Shavua. They already read Shmini Le'a Shabbos, and now they're reading Tazvir HaMetzorah. For us, we're getting a head start. Yeah. Yeah, you got to stay in shul. Sorry. You got to walk out. I already heard Shmini. You know, you got to hear it again. Because it's a Takonis, Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. I mean, you'd love to hear something new, but what can I tell you?
A person didn't hear Shmini.
Oh, the other way around the problem. A person was here last Shabbos, and he flew to Eretz Yisrael. I know someone told me he's leaving tonight to Eretz Yisrael. What's he going to do? Where? Oh, yeah? What are you going to you can't triple a parasha. If it's only one, you can double. Triple?
Yeah.
They land triple?
Rubenstein.
I don't pocket for Rubenstein, we don't fight with him. Triple parasha. This is where they have a riddle. Where they have a triple parasha. And Karen Biavna, this Shabbos. A triple parasha. Shmini Tasriya Metzorah. They had a good Balkar. I hope he's pretty fast. Okay, anyway. So this is we're not going into Hilchas Metzorah right now. Whenever, next week, if you were in. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have 2 weeks to finish the Parsha Yos. Because, okay? So the difference in Muzgar and Muchlot. Rashi gives you a little bit of an introduction here. We're not going into all the details. Rashi says, you shouldn't use a Muzgar because you made them use a Muchlot. Okay? Imcholot Chad, it's a Ksheira, why? The Labar Srefahu. It's only on it's a quarantine, if I use that expression. Hasn't been pronounced yet. It's completely tummy and being burned. So v'shireh hakoy has a shir, but muchlet no the straif hakoy says Rashi, you require a shir chovas rov raglo. V'hai ketuse mechtes shiure. What does it mean ketuse mechtes shiure? You may have learned this once. You learned sukkah or other mesechtes. It's as if the shir is crumbled, and if it needs an organic unit of one shoe to fit the foot, there's like 1,000 different shoes. It's pulverized, halachically pulverized. Alright? Fine. Rav Papa Bishmed Rav Amma. No. Echad sandal musko, vechad sandal muchlot lo tachazbo, vimcholtza chalitzosa ksheirin. If she did it, b'dieved, it is ksheirin. Okay, it's all back forth, east, alach kemuchtas dami, b'nima bol abayis v'leko. Moses says, no. B'shas titza kori bayis. I'm not going to go into all the every last problem over here. Toshma, the whole story. Malam luchledes lo musgeres, ema sefer kamezesim iskash shani hasam v'sar v'sar beged afil b'shas sreifa kori beged. A whole discussion over here. Fine. We're both side. This is a discussion which we're not going to go into now because we're hilchos tzaras. We're not going to go into it, even though it is potentially parsha shavua for some of us here. I want to discuss something different. The Ritva says that muskar should not be used. This is again on the Makoros today. The Ritva should not, says that muskar should not be used because it's mos. Mos. It's something which is not appropriate to be used for a mitzvah because it is muskar under quarantine, the possibility of having a status of saras. Can't do it. O mishum de mois. That's his own pshat. He gives a second pshat. Should mix it up with mukhlut to michtes shiurim. That's what Rashi seems to say. So when it comes to mos, the footnote 273 quotes that the other Rishonim used expression of mos by sandal shel avodah zara, because avodah zara is mos. But he also quotes Rabbi Osai, the Tosfos HaRosh. Let's take a look quickly here. You have in the back Tosfos HaRosh, please. You almost all have it in the back of your Ozmahot HaGemaras. Tosfos HaRosh can be found in this print on page Pei Zion. That's where we were here yesterday for the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. So right under that Rabbeinu Peretz, we saw yesterday the Tosfos HaRosh from today. It's the last one of Kuf Gimel Beis, Vishal Avodah Zara. So when it comes to Avodah Zara, he quotes that some say it's a question of Mius. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, I don't think so. Lo Mashma, the line starts Mashma, the last two lines. Lo Mashma, she also Mishum Mius. Why not? She ain't zu mitzvah asuyo lahadu lefnei amokah kamo shova v'luluf. All right, the paragraph is called Mitzvah Chalitza. It's not that kind of a mitzvah. You have to have heather on it, you know. It's never, we hope, Shofar and Lulav, you want to be fulfilled every single year. Chalitza, we hope, never happens for us. It's not the kind of a mitzvah you are looking for a heather for. As long as it's kosher, it's kosher. The psul of Mias does not apply as it applies to Shofar and Lulav. Elanira, the Tama Mishav Davi, Sandal Shena Shalom! Avodah Zara, Zosabano! It's not considered to be yours. Okay. Shalom Avodah Zara, Nakat. Dashmina, Dafilochik Sheva. Bidiyev. Inami. All right, this psul of mos, not. But it's still a gnai, it's still not nice. This is how the Tosa Rosh is a bit differently than the Ritva. Fine, that's what he says. Let us go on to this analysis here in the Ritva. Okay. Says the Ritva again, as we saw. Okay, Rashi seemed to say along these same lines. So it appeared. Now. The question is as follows. The Gemara seemed to say that it's no good, even according to the Mandi Yomar, that holds that b'di'evid mukhlut is good. Echad sandal muska v'echad sandal mukhlut lo tachlitz bo v'yimchol tzachalitzos k'shera. So what are you getting so excited to make a gzera not to use a sandal muska, less to use a mukhlut? It's a big deal. Even if you use a mukhlut, it's still going to be kosher b'di'evid. Why are you being so strict? That's the kash. That is a very, very good kash. The Rashi already talks about this possibility. So he suggests the pshat, a bit of a dochak here, and this is in footnote 274. Maybe you can say the following pshat. Kavanoso, the anoshim toin the whole of mukhlot the strefakoi, choshvin the michta shiur. They don't realize that it's not, because of zeres hakosuf. If you nakshim mukhlot, nakshir gam sandal shal tekrovas avad azara. Lachain gozu al sandal shal mitzorah. Ubechlal gzeirosan gam musgar. In other words, musgar is also mishum mukhla, not mukhla as such, because mukhla will be confused with tekrovas avodah zarah. But we do say michta shiuri. It's a bit of a dechok in the lashon of the Ritva, but that's what this footnote suggests is a pshat, a possibility. The Orach Laner Abosai gives a different pshat. He says, Rabbi Osai, whenever we ask a Yavam to put on the shoe, we tell him, Mr. Dear Yavam, as we shall see in our demonstration, the demonstration is postponed until next week. because the chalitza shoe I can't get till Thursday after Shia, so maybe next Monday we'll have a demo after we finish most of the sugyas of an actual, not a real chalitza, but a demo of how the shoe put on the foot. Now it's taken off. Okay, Rabbi, so lean at it. Yeah. So we suggest the following vort. They put the shoe on the foot and they say, walk. Now, everyone here in this, Baruch Hashem, in this room is blessed with shoes, is wearing shoes. And when you walk with your shoes, you're having a certain measure of hanah. Of course, you wouldn't walk without shoes. You have hanah from the shoes. Oh. So now, the question becomes, may you have hanah from Isuri hanah? So you would say, what kind of question is that? Of course not. It's Isuri hanah. The very word Isuri hanah tells us you may not have hanah because it's Isuri hanah. Well, the question becomes, how do we define hanah? What about the case of a particular mitzvah? So here's a Ran in Masechta Nedarim, Rabosai. On Daf Tes Vav Omid Beis, the Ran and Masechta Nedarim on Daf Tes Vav Omid Beis discusses the issue of someone who made a neder prohibiting hanah. Okay, mitzvahs lav lehonosin. Who ever heard of that phrase? Everybody, who ever heard of it? Mitzvah. Yeah, it's a sugya throughout Shas. Mitzvahs lav lehonosin. No. Says the Ran, the very end of Tetzavim Beis, and it's printed in the Gemara, the Ran and Mitzvah of the Dorah. The Chiyam Rina Mitzvah Slav Leonis Nitnu Hani Mili Lomar She'ein Kiyum HaMitzvahs Choshev Hanoh. Spiritual, not physical. Avol Mikol Mekom Im Mishane Gufei. If your body gets Hanoh at that moment, body of Mekayim HaMitzvah Hanoh Mikri. And he quotes a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you may have learned once in your life. A person took an Isur Hanoh from a Mayon. May all the Hanoh of this Mayon be prohibited unto me. And have to go to the mikvah. So like this. In the winter, when it's freezing, you're allowed to go to the mikvah. You have no Hanoh. Forget, it's painful. In the summer, you're not allowed to go to the mikvah. Ah, summer, it's like a swimming pool. Wait a minute, but it's a mitzvah of tefillah. Yes, the mitzvah of tefillah is very nice. But at the same moment, the mitzvah of tefillah, you're also having Hanoh from the cool water on a hot summer day. Okay? Says the Aruch HaNer, this fellow, the time to go walk in the shoe to make sure it fits. That walking is his physical hanah. That's why you may not use his shoe l'chatchila. So suggests the Aruch HaNer and our sugya. Now, so speaking about this sugya is an important sugya. There is a ritva talking about Avodah Zarah. Rabbo said, Gemara is in the last line. Echad tzana shel avodah zara lo tachlas im cholta chalitosa ksheira. It's ksheira. Okay? It's kosher. It says Rashi, Ima shem yisra hano, chalitza lav hanohi, the mitzvah lav the hanas nidna. There it is. Rashi himself quotes it the next to the last line here on our daf on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. And the side I say to look in other places where you'll find this expression of mitzvah lav lehonos, Rosh Hashanah daf chav chesem and alf. That's what I was quoting. Fine. Says the ritva as follows. Slowly. V'im tomar v'arenenes v'sandala shlavon azara. How so? Sheni teres l'shuk v'govah k'subosa. Rabosai. The case of the Gemara, you heard a shofar, you took a lulav, there was no tangible, worldly pleasure from that act whatsoever. Here, however, there's a tremendous hanah. Why? Number one, she can marry a man and have pleasure from the married life with a man. Number two, she collects the ksuba from the deceased husband. So she's going to have potential physical pleasure. She's going to have monetary pleasure. What do you mean, Mr. Yonah Siddham? What's going on over here? That's the kasha of the ritva. Good kasha, no? It's a good kasha. This is his kasha. This is his kasha. It's an excellent kasha. Fine. Excellent kasha. What is the answer? Some say like this. Yesh lomar, af al gav di'ihi nenes v'av di'isura. Ein echanami. She's getting a no. She violated an iser. Mikol makom chalitza ksherehi. But the chalitza is kosher anyway. It's kosher anyway. Frekti ritva, why is that so? Valesa. Dim kein la molon hasam. Hasam means Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. Gabe shol for velula shlev on azara. Says the Gemara, why yotze? The kach yotze, mishin mitzvah slav lehanes nitnu. No! Neima, the afal gav the nene bi iser. Mikol makom maida ovid ovid. So even if mitzvah slav lehanes nitnu, yotze anyway. That's exactly what these people said over here. What's going on? Elevadai dai time olesa. Keva da hanasa talibitzi also. Neima, lo yotze velo yane. Dechshata ome yotze. Oshe chalitzas akshera. Azu nene. He doesn't like this teretz. What did the teretz say? The teretz said, you're right. It was in a violation of Yisrael no. But the chalitzas kosher anyway. No. Because the Gemara implies in Rosh Hashanah. And if mitzvahs lehanos nitnu, you would not be yotzei shol for lulav. Better say you're not yotzei, and there's no hana here too. Said the chalitza is no good, and there's no hana. That's his kash against this first opinion. Aval anochon gives his own answer. Lo chashiva hana b'isurin elach shenene begufo. Aval hetero l'shuk uzchiyosu b'ksuba ein zem migufo shol sandal v'na chalitza l'kegroma b'yalma. What does that mean? He compares it to someone who goes to a mikvah in the winter time. Afal pish tvila zuhu nitar, so you become a certain hanah being tar mitumaso l'kama dvarim. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. It's only grama b'yam. Ad kan rabosai the ritva. You have to have hanah at the moment. At that moment, so there's no hanah for the chalitza. Later on, nu she went to the mikvah. And she was a murahana, and then she can live with her husband later on. She has enough from that, but that's later. It's not a problem. You sure enough from the mikvah if your hanah is coming later on. Follow me. So therefore, this is what he's suggesting over here. Same thing applies over here. The hanah is later on. She gets a ksuba. She has a new husband. Whatever the case may be, that's not as isur hanah from the chalitza shu itself. Ad kan. The question, of course, becomes the first teretz. What did he think? And the first teretz is found in other Rishonim as a legitimate suggestion. What do you do with the kasha? Let's just say, again, what was the first teretz? The first teretz was, Eina chinam, it is an iser, but the chalitz is kosher anyway. No! Because if mitzvahs lehonos nitnu, you would not be otzi shofar. Better not to be otzi shofar, not to be over nisar, no, here too. Not to be over nisar, no, not the chalitz is no good. So what are they fighting about? The Ritva with the first Teretz. There's a fight, a big fight going on here. The Ritva says the Teretz is no good, and the first Teretz holds it is good. It goes from, obviously from Rishon that the Ritva is quoted. What are they thinking? Oh. So in the footnote, this is 281, is a very interesting suggestion. No, he says. Mitzvahs lav lehonos nitnu, yes, no, maybe so. Forget the mitzvah. Since when do you have to have a mitzvah? Chalitza is a heter, not a mitzvah. Look at that. Heter chalitza doesn't need a kima mitzvah. We should say what? You weren't yotze the mitzvah. Right? Like my shofar, if mitzvahs would be lehonos nitnu. Afal pikein. The heter works anyway. So therefore, the kasha of the ritva was working with an assumption that a heter chalitza requires a kiyum mitzvah. Maybe you say mitzvah shichas kavani goes into this whole thing over here, this long footnote. And his teretz was found in which sefer? The Yeshuas Yaakov. I have it on my desk in my office. Yeshuas Yaakov has exactly this teretz. And we do the words. What do they hold these people? Din heter shachalitza ain't a tolit klal b'kiyum mitzvah shachalitza. Why? Because mitzvahs lehonis nitnu, we'd say you don't have the mitzvah. So here too, you don't have the mitzvah. But afal pikein, she's mutter anyway. Yeshua's Yaakov, simin kuf samach tes, if cotton your test, that's the same thing. And the other Rishonim who quote this teretz, Ramban and Rashba, and the Ritvo, they reject it. They deny it. They hold that in matter shel chalitza, toloi b'mitzvahs chalitza. We spoke about this at the very opening shiur. You need to come on again. It's a whole long footnote going back to the same yisoh, which we've spoken about a number of times already. Adkan. Okay, fine. This concludes part one of today's shiur. The first part was yesterday, was still filling yesterday's Maramakom. So now he's just with the part one of today's shiur. Try to divide it, the Maramakom, into short little chunks. Go one thing at a time. So Narabosai, let's take a look over here. Daf Kuf Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Cholta Balayla Chalitzos Ksheira. Okay? Cholta Balayla is the Mishnah, Chalitzos Ksheira. Rabbi Loza Posel, Tamachlokas Balayla. Bismol, Chalitzos Psula, Rabbi Loza Machshir. He seems to be arguing in all different directions. Some say Rabbi Lezer, different gifts. Let's analyze first Laila, and then Smol. Okay, that's the one at a time. Okay. Lema Bahakla Mifli, says the Gemara. The Marsova Makshinon Rivim Linagoyim. It's a hekesh between Rivim and Negoyim. What does that mean? Umasava lo makshina rivim linagoyim. What's that all about? What does it mean? What do the words mean? Rashi, linagoyim. Says a pasuk about PM called Rivichol Noga. Dvarim Chafalaf. It's a pasuk by Egla Rufa. Riv and Nega juxtaposed. Manegoyim. Again, this potential this week's parsha. Riyasim b'yom d'chsev uviyom eros bo bosachayitmo. That's in Tazria Mitzora. Af rivim b'yom v'chalitza is called a din. Din who? D'gova k'subasa. So it's considered to be a din because you collect a exuba and it has to be by day. Okay, Rabbi, let's chazer again. Cholza malayla chalitzos aksher v'yalosa posa. What's a fight? Mar sova makshiv v'minan in the goyim, and therefore it's posel. Umar sova lo makshiv v'minan in the goyim. No, it was often a hekesh. Says Gemara, no. Lo. Chuli alma lo makshiv v'minan in the goyim. Imakshina and afilu gemar din balayla nami lo. What does that mean? Imakshina and afilu gemar din balayla lo. Rashi. Vanantnan dine mominis donen bayom vigorim balayla. So in Hedron Lamed Beis. So we deny Rabosai this hekesh. We'll keep this very much in mind. We'll see soon in the Rambam. We deny the hekesh, Rabosai. We deny the hekesh. Completely, because if you accepted the hekesh, then you couldn't say what, but you wouldn't say Gemara Din Balayla is good. The Hocha Bacha Miflegin, Mar Sava Chalitza Kitchilas Din, Damya, Umar Sava Chalitza Kigmar Din Damya. What does that mean? Kitchilas Din Damya. It's not going to be Sanhedrin and Daflam and Dalit. Tchilas din bayom. So the fight over here is the machlokus in the Mishnah is chalitza tchilas din or is chalitza gemar din. We know what that means exactly. What kind of gemar din? Why should it be a gemar din? Why should it be a gemar din? Where's the tchila? Rashi before said done in bayom and gomer balayla. We understand that begins and it ends, but chalitza is the whole thing. Why should we consider a gemar din? Where's the beginning? Where's the beginning? I ask you, why do you love Pshat? Where's the beginning? Oh. This is the Sugya Sagama. Fine. Please look again in the Hagos Mordechai. I say yes, this is on the Boros here. Again, Simon Kuf Yutes, same similar one before. Okay? Now, Gos Mordechai has the following expression. Give a look. Simon Kuf Yutes. Iskesh Dinen and Goyim. It's bolded, at least in my edition. It's bolded. How do I tell you where to find it? If you look on the right side, you'll see Kuf Tezvov, Kuf Tezayim. Just go straight left to the next column, you'll see it. Iskesh Dinen and Goyim. V'chalitza have a din. Why, as Rashi said, the Kogav Yeksubasa. Very nice. So what's a shaila? Ma'asaba Kitchilas Din. Da'idei Chalitza Mascheles Litvoa Ksubasa. The moment the Chalitza happens, give me my money. Ma'asaba Kigmar Din. Da'idei Chalitza Havale Ksubasa Kigvuya. He quotes a Rashi, which I'm not sure what that Rashi is. What does that mean? That means those who have a good memory, remember, by Varechov we pass in this way, by Sopikov not, by Shama Beisila, by Sota. He quotes it from a Rashi, I know what a Rashi is. Din Godol Viduk. What a mystery of Osai. Who knows what he means? Can you imagine if I said something like this? This year is a major important lesson to deliver, and I walk out. What's he saying? He couldn't afford the ink, I guess. What's a din godly means? I don't know. I'm not exactly what he wants. I don't know. Big deal. Big din. Maybe means what you just said. That it's a godly dummy. I don't know. We pass in what? The chalitza is puzzle, right? So we pass it's not godly, it's not godly dummy. That's a big deal. I don't know. But that's what it says over here in the Mordechai. Fine. They're both saying. Now what is the lashon of our Mishnah? Psula, right? Posel, but the posel. With even b'dieved, it's no good. So if I asked you a question now before you say anything else, what will happen if a bezin does something wrong and does a din balakla? After the fact, is the psakten valid or invalid? What would you say? It's not going to, what would you say? It's a no-brainer. What's a din? Is that what? Valid or invalid?
Invalid,
mefurish. Turn to the rush. Rosh Siman Yud says so explicitly. Turn to the Rosh Siman Yud. Look inside, please. Rabbi Osei, wake up. Mikan mashma shem donin chilas din balayla hadin botel. It's obvious. It's a no-brainer, mamish. He quotes the Gemara Babastra. Same thing. As Yerushalmi, to Ron Girsa, Tosra says to Ron Girsa. Comes a korban asanel, number of choice comments over here. Number one, the Marashal. Oh, we have a Marashal right over here. If we just scroll down, will we get Marashal further or it doesn't work that way? Let's try it. No, doesn't go to the next simon. To the next? Let's just see it over here. U'Marashal simon chav k'omar, emi kan rai. The b'chalitza kocha k'siv. Kocha yesterday. What? Kocha. Li'ikuva. Kochali Kuva. Alright? And he quotes a smag by Chalitza Mu'umad that you derive from the Krav of Omad V'Yomar. It's Ma'akev. Kochali Kuva. This is what the Marashal said. Says the Kovah, that's not true. Ve'nadoma, the B'daf Kuvdal, Kama Rabbi Kiva, Kochi Yosel Ish, Kodova Shumasa V'Ish, Alokoi Kocha. Such as Amida. Okay? But over here, as far as Lila, no such thing. It's not a mice of the ish as such. And therefore he thinks that there's no, Chalitza is no different than anything else. So therefore he thinks that the rush is correct, and the din is bottle by Lila. He throws in, believe it or not, this is a real believe it or not, which is quoted in Choshen Mishpat. I'll read it to you from the original, because you're not going to believe it if I don't. The end of Os Lamed. V'chein masik hashach simen hey la halacha dimdon and balayla ain't the name did no good, no good, no good. Just it's even with the evan it's no good. Yeah, who said that it was good? Kote Rashbam. No, says the Yam, says the Korban Asano. There's no time by day. Everyone's working. They made a takana sibur. They can do it at night. Oh, in biru abaledinim shlodun balayla. They accepted it upon themselves. Look at this now. Believe it or not. Umashakosav asma. Sma is the number one parish in Choshen Nishpah. And it's there. He didn't make it up. Simon Hay. The imdanu la'or haner havikimo yom. Whoa. Can you believe it? I want it for full of mitzvah, which is only about that. I want to take a lulav. No problem. I want to do it at night. Put on the lights. Thomas Edison to the rescue. What are you kidding? What are you joking? Yeah, but I'm not kidding. The Sma really said it. I read it to you from the original. Sma is in Choshen Mishpat Simen Hay. Okay. Sma says, second. Oh, the Shach here in Sifkotan Dalid quotes that the Sma is Mekil, what he calls Badlokas Ner, lighting a candle. And he says as follows. He says it's absolutely incorrect. It's no good. Afilu la'or haner. He says the Sma is incorrect. Incorrect. That's what we would have thought. Let's quote it over here as well. We don't follow that. But the Sma actually suggested it over here in Simon Hay Sif Aleph. Shach says it's wrong. Oh. Where do you get it from? Because the Mechaba Paskins, that is Sumo, B'shteyena Puzzle. Why? Because by him, day is night. Says the Sma, Sofakert, Ipcha. Tishamadlik neres balayla yochol liras laka bnei adam mutalodun afilu betchilas din balayla, because night is day. And he quotes a source missing a kovetz yoshen notion. Shach doesn't like it. Can you imagine? It's a Sma end of Sifkot Zion, and the Shach in Sifkot Dal does not like it. But it's here, exists. So the Korban Asano says, you have it right in front of you, at this Sma, take a look. We don't follow. It's derived from the Gemara. The Gemara Baba Basra talks about people who went to see a cholim. It's always light by a chol. Even Mechal Shabbos to put light by a chol. You have to treat him. How can I smack on the case before there's nobody, no lights there, no candles there? Atkan, the Kasha, the Korban Asano, against the Sma. All right, that's fine. Fine. The The Rashbam, who everyone's attacking, presumably holds that b'di'eved, the din is the din. B'di'eved, the din is the din. Why? How can it be? So the Mefarshim here in Siman Hey in Choshen Mishpat try to explain how it can be b'di'eved, b'din din, but it's at night. How can it be? So, these beautiful new Choshen Mishpat, they have in the Tzosim and the Nesivim, the famous Gedolim on the Choshen Mishpat printed in the back, a separate section. Okay, here we are. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here, "Ein donin b'layla v'tchilas din, avon mischilu lotan din imamenes b'yom gomer b'layla." Right? You saw the Rashi, right? Rashi quoted, "Donin b'yom," right? Am I correct? You saw the Rashi? Did we read it? The gomer b'layla. V'yesh omrim dim arvu v'donin b'layla dinayin din. Such a yesh omrim exists. Rashbam, maybe Yerushalmi, which Tosfos talks about here in our daf. Look at that. The question is, Rabosai, how can this possibly be? It's against our Gemara. It's against our Gemara. Right? Pashas, our Gemara sounds like it's b'di'evit no good, to b'chalitza p'suva, it's possible. So the Marshal tried to say because of Kocha. But that's a very shver teretz. Oh. So, we have a Ktsosin and a Sivis. And they often go back and forth because the Sivis is written after the Ktsosin and criticized Exos, and Exos responded in a statement called Meshovev Nesivus. Rabbo Sahib Paskin Gemara Din Balaylos Kosher, right? And Tchilas the Balaylos Post. That's our Gemara, right? You saw the Gemara? Are you tuned in, Rabbo Sahib? Yes? Tchilas the Balayla is no good, Gemara Din Balayla is good. Says Exos, I have a Pshat in the Rashba. They did Tchilas Din Balayla. Says Exos, Tchilas Din is command the less of them. Says no Tchilas Din. Say that they command them without Tchilas Din. So let it be good. Came and they command them about kosher balayla. Im avru v'dona balayla kosher. After this battle, Tchilas Adin. Mikol makom at Agmar Din kosher. The dummy that I honor should poskim alo masul matin. That Din kosher. The Sivis doesn't like it. What? You can change it to tightness, you can change the whole doors, it's nothing. Ein avon ledvarov, says the Mesivis, says the Ktsos back. Lama layavin, why doesn't he understand? I understand, why doesn't he understand? I understand. Right? He says over here that yes, in some cases maybe you can change your tightness. All right. That's in certain things which don't depend upon tightness. So bedin shenatoli betainus. Right, so he quotes a Rashi. Donav v'yom v'gomer b'layla, v'yom is haynu masu man shel din. V'lo koru l'tchilas din, rak ha-masu matan. The masu matan means the dayanim are tumbling back and forth. That's tchilas din. Says the Ksos, therefore, if they did it all by night. So the Masamat is command the lesser dummy. Okay, so what? They did without Masamat. He doesn't, the Chalufatai has nothing to do with the Masamat. That's what he answers. These are details of Exos and the Seeds. But I want to suggest now what might be other attitudes about this. And we'll come back later to this discussion. There's an interesting Or Zorua who has a totally different approach as to what's the idea of Tchilas Din and what's the idea of Gemara. We already saw the Mordechai, that the one who said Tchilas Din, why? It's because that you're starting to ask for the Ksuba, because the Ksuba is what makes it into a Din. And the Gemara Din says, well, you know, Kegvuya Dam, if it's collected, Shtar Kegavuya Dam, fine. Or the Ruach has a completely different mahalach. Maybe he's bothered by Akasha, that this bothers the Chassam Sofer. Which, once I'm here, maybe you can get me a Chassam Sofer a little bit later on. Who can get me a Chubas Chassam Sofer from Bar Ilan? Anybody? Chubas Chassam Sofer? Evan has a Chelik Bey Simon Nundal. Not up to date, but we're going to get to this soon. So, the Orzarua says before the husband died, if she lived with another man, she'd be Chayav Misa. Right? Is Bemisa. As soon as the husband died, if she lives with another man, she's over Nisa Lav. Losia Eishes Ameis Achutz Alishdar. That's the love about our whole Pesechta talks about. Chelik Beis Simen Lundalit. In Chassam Sof. Good. Thank you. This is the beginning. Now that she has Chalitza, she's Muteras the Gamri. Therefore, it's considered to be a Gemara Din. You know what's going on? Nothing to do with a Ksuba. First, she was a Chiyav Skila. Then she's a Chiyav Lav. Now she's Mutter. It's one continuum. It's considered to be a Gemara Din. And Mandama, another Mandama says, no, come on! Who cares? Isa Misa, Isa Malkus, it's all Isa. Now she becomes Mutter, Tchilas Din. So writes the Or Zarua in Or Simen, Tov Shin Mem Hei. Meiler Abos, says the Or Zarua, a get is certainly considered to be a Tchilas Din, according to all Perushim. A get goes from Chiyav Misa to nothing. And a get also involves a Ksuba. So what do you hold like Rashi's Pshat or Zeruah's Pshat? A get is a din, and you can only have a get by day. Rabbis, I knew what I just told you. A get can only be done by day. So suggests Zeruah. So writes the Truma Sadesha. And the Beis Yosef says, quotes Zeruah, I don't know what in the world he's talking about. Let me read you the Lashon of the Beis Yosef. In Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, here in Evan Ezra, I'll read it to you. Kuf Lamed Vav. Siv Vav. Says the Beis Yosef as follows. Get Anita Balala, no problem. Any Odea Mayan didn't get? Shumecha mea poskim lo hichilik lehakim lukai. I never heard of the thing. Never heard of it. He writes, what do you mean, never heard of it? You never heard of it? What do you mean? It's like chalitza. Quotes like Gemara and Hago. Chalitza. Why? Because of the ksuba. See, also the ksuba. That's the kasha. And as a matter of fact, if you look back, he quotes it, the Ramah quotes himself in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, in Darkei Moshe Gimel, that they don't do get by night. But to this day, many poskim say we should not do a get by night. Turn to the Mordechai Rabosai, Simen Pei Vav. It's one line. You see, without even giving, he just assumes that a poshut that they can do a get by night. The poshut, it's a mishnah that way. Talks about nichta b'yom, v'nechta b'layla, given b'layla. Oh, poshut has no problem at all. But they made a problem out of it, and they compared to Chalitza. Take a look at Simon Pei Vav. This is it's a one-liner. Here we go. Simon Pei Vav is on page Yud Zayin in the Mordechai in the back. Look at this. Dim Lokein, Heich Ishim Eskareshes Balayla. It's obvious to the Mordechai that a woman can get divorced at night. Today, Lamaisa, most Batei Din will not do Gittin by night unless they have to. But how you define have to is a matter of great dispute. And our best in any small reason they have to is have to. We've been through too many agunas. We've done Gittin at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, I kid you not. You know the case last year, Motzi Purim, did it get? Someone from the yeshiva went down to sign again in Brooklyn at 2:30 a.m. Yeah, it was a Shas Adchak. It was a long story, not for now. So we do get in the night without even thinking twice much. But the Rav Moshe also was very makeup getting by night. It's always everything is a Shas Egon over here in this country. But some of the Barbonim won't do it at night unless it's end of the world. It all starts from over here. So what's Pshat in this Machlokes? What are they fighting about? So on a simple level, what the Pshat in the Beis Rishis was as follows, based upon the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, look, Chalitza is a din. How do you know? You need a Bezdin. You need three. You need three. Now the Pilpul, the Gemara here, is a Tchilas din or Sof din. Get does not need three. Whoever who don't get in the ever the first peg of get. If they come in Oslo, you need two or three before the nich. Obviously, give in front of two in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din in the first place. What chilas din? What sof din? It's not a din at all. That's what the Radvaz explained. He doesn't. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. They were contemporaries. In the world, these chumas are coming from. Where are they coming from? Is there a case of a get that requires three? Yes, there is a case. Who knows what I'm talking about? Who knows what I'm talking about? A get should require a bezdin. Anybody? We have an expert of Ori here. What does a get require a bezdin? Huh? Here's the problem. It's a Rashi. Rashi's on Beis Amun Aleph in Sanhedrin. Rashi in the Mishnah, Beis Amun Aleph Sanhedrin, says, the Mishnah says a miyun also the whole paragraph about it later on in the Masechta Yevamos. Miyun requires three people. V'shlosha says Rashi. Why? To call the tikkun rabbanon came the rice of tikkun. Who miyun the rabbanon? The rice afilu miyun lo boyer and kedusha katan ketana klum. Let's kitshavia. This is a whole very nice. So the Noda Yehuda said, oh. If Rashi says that miyun requires three, because it's getting the raisa, means that a get requires three. Can you imagine that? A get should require three. It's mamish come out against the Gemara. If you look at so my Rebbe, Zichrono Levracha, unless it ends, said, no. There's one case that requires three. No, you haven't figured it out yet? Yes. No, without that. When Bezin compels a get, which is Ve'usa Kedin, Abi Bezin Shal Yisrael, requires three. Need three mumchem, I'll Shluchusai Sugya. So Ke'en Dorais, because Mian is against the wishes of the man. She walks at him against his will. So that's Ke'en Dorais, where we force him to give a get against his will. Whatever's against his will is Ke'en Dorais. That's shot in this Rashi and Sedan Abed. Yes?
Is that a din get, or is that a din in?
Exactly. So miyun, since it's bal korcha of the husband, is like the daraisa, which is bal korcha of the husband. So the bal korcha of the husband, you require bezdin the daraisa. So therefore, the miyun also against the wishes of the husband, you require the rabbi. But a plain get, a regular normal get, who ever heard of being a bezdin? So why can't it be by night? What's going on over here? This is the problem which the poskim talk about. Now, Rabosai, we have a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, which is very interesting. We keep talking about a ksuba, and a ksuba is going to make the chalitz into a tchilas din, a gemar din. We saw Rashi said before, we saw the Hagos Mordechai before. It's kegavui, not kegavui, a whole story. So this is a... I'm not going to read the entire thing. Chalitza b'layla psula. Why we pass chalitza chetchilas din? Utnan din imamenes dona b'yom v'gomer b'layla. For chalitza din imamenes he should go v'ksubasa. Okay, we saw that in Rashi as well. We saw that in Rashi. Says the chasam soif. Hine hutzrach lezeh. Afal pishad also yivim tova sharaksiv. Hu sharash shan hedrin v'shokl v'tosh v'chalitza. My time will all be in smuchim. Wait a minute. This is the pshat we like. The Radva says the chalitza is a din Why? Because you need three. What are you talking about a ksuba for? Yeshloma, neda dayonin bina, avachalitza lo mikri din. Whoa. Lo ksiv be mishvit velo yom, velo kol dova tzorach dayonin, tzorach liyaz bayom, velo kol dova nikub mishvit boi mumchin. El yom, akaruhut shok loma mishum de is ksuba le mishkel. Says it chasam sofer, v'nirali, afilu le mandam aksuba v'chol tnorm labdo raisa. Many poskel aksuba is the rabbanon. Yeah, and everything is the rabbanon. Mizonos uksus is also the rabbanon according to many. Rak ona. The only doraisa, the poskel in chumash, share aksuba v'nos lo yigra. That's Ramban. Because sharing aksuba, by the way, may mean ona-esque. If you look at the Ramban and Chumash and Pashim and Shpat, nothing to do with food and clothes. Not Kipshut. Mikol makom, ona havi nami kidine mominis. Mominis doesn't mean only money. It means an adversarial, interpersonal interaction. They're fighting about ona. She comes to Bezin. My husband's not fulfilling his ona properly. She can come to take him to the Din Torah. Therefore, she's in pain that her husband's not fulfilling the owner properly. Look at this now. The man is keeping this woman in aguna. He refuses to do chalitza. We're going to whip him to do a yibum. Whoa, that's a beautiful pshat. Don't say about ksuba. What kind of ksuba? Ksuba is the rabbanon according to many. We're talking about having the raisa, the chadith is possible with the raisa. Oh, miu lezuya shloma says the chasam sofer, tavle kechuliyama kegmar din. Why? Share the chalitza the nigmar hadava legamre. Lo have a pligi, so it would have been kegmar din, which he says is kosher for Lila. Achkevan, look at this fancy footwork. Look at this last sentence. Achkevan the ika ksubu, share the chalitza. Taschil litvo aksuba mehayoshim zeave tchilas din uposel malayla mikomakom afagav de rabboninu mikomakom kevin dal kaponim by de chalitza yistoev ze posel midoraisa. This requires a lot of cup. What the chasam sof is saying over here? The reason why it's considered din on a level of doraisa is why? Because of the ownership. They're fighting about a doraisa. And then, since ksus thrown in, because chalitza would be a gemardin for as far as owner. Since it's thrown in, it's considered tchilas din for din imamets, which is the rabbanon. So the whole thing is called tchilas din on level d'oraisa. That's a big chiddush over here in this chasam sof. I want you to read it inside on the screen to be able to figure out what's going on over here. So he explains a little bit more in the next paragraph. Yesh tahaz b'yosef. So the Balav Hochi Tzorach Lahovin, Mabakach Shukadini Mamris. Hobadini Mamris, Gufayim Shneim Rotzim, Umbakabim Aleim, Kosha Filim Alayla. We do it all the time. Our best does it all the time. Imkin Amai Chalit, it's Laila Psula, Im Shneim Rotzim Lachot Balayla. Chasam Sof is like a Jewish stall, right? He's answering a Kasha with a Kasha. That's a good Kasha. So what's the answer to this Kasha? Tzorach Lahovin. Came the Chesiv Ashara, the Bina Sanhedrin, Sharor Lodim Bekfia, also Adavim. V'neim hoya chalitza, rak Yisra v'hetta v'lo dinei mominis, hoya wa Sanhedrin ruyun lochofay ala chalitza v'chol eis, kimo al kol mitzvah shabbatorah, I can make you fulfill the mitzvah sphere sober. It's only by night. Matzah. It's only by night. We saw kofen al mitzvah matzah. V'komiko. Achshav the talin and bay. Chilas dinei mominis, she yavshalodim mikfiya balayla. Neim shneim rotsim micholodim balayla mikomakom. Ain't ze mitam Sanhedrin yoshve shar, because they both agree. V'chalitza nekshev b'fnei yoshve shar. Haror lodim also in the mikfiya. Maybe ella. Is the word ella missing? Chalitza nekshera. Rabbi says the word ella missing. It seems to me I use the word missing. Look at the chasam sof when you get home. Even Bar Ilan makes mistakes sometimes. I make a mistake. I have to make the word elders missing. Neoshe Shah Ruhi Lodin also in your bikfia. Hafilu Shneim Rotsim, Mikoma Machalitza Psula, Shlonazis Befe Yoshe Shah. She hoya ladin dava zeh bekviya. Al kein posla filo ma darais and balayla kein nira niyaz daiti. Whoa! You what he's saying over here? At the basic problem over here is deep shy. Like the Ratva said, has to be a bezdin. Even though they can both agree, but they both agree that it's not Matar's bezdin of kviya. That part I understand. But then he throws in that a bezdin of kviya can only do its work, it can do its work by night as well, by mitzvah's matzah, yes. But over here, when it comes to the situation of chalitza, because the ksuba involved, when it's the rabbanon, it makes it the maisa, then they're able to do their job with respect to ksuba, so it's maybe psul d'oraisa. Even after the second paragraph, it still requires a little more explanation. I just wanted to tell you what the Chasam Sofer had said. So now we come, Rabosai, to the final issue on this topic, which is the Rambam. The very shver Rambam. The Rambam says, and I'm going to read it to you from the Nesivis, who asked the Kasha over here. There's a famous Kasha. It's a famous Kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Paragimel, Luchas HaNedim Lachagimel, Ein Donim Balayla. Why? To Hukshu Rivim Lenegoyim. Alright, the hukshu rivim lenegoyim. Okay? There's a problem, Rabosai. What does our Gemara say? Just turn back to our Gemara, please. Turn back to the Gemara for a minute. Kuf Dalet. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, my sovel makshim rivim lenegoyim. Or my sovel makshim rivim lenegoyim. Gemara says, no. Meshur lo makshim. Why? To e makshinon. Afilu gmar din balayla nami lo. Before the Gemara, that gmar din balayla nami lo. And therefore, what's the context? We're talking about chalitza over here, right? So the chalitza balayla would certainly be no good. So what's the machlokes? Is chalitza tchilas din or is the chalitza gmar din? And if it's kegmardin, it is certainly possible. And if it's makshina rivim lenegoyim, it's also certainly possible. So says the Gemara, right? It's pefaka why in the Gemara? Says the Rambam in Paragimel Halacha Dalid of Hilchos Sanhedrin, donin bayom v'gomrim balayla. Even though the Rambam passes the Halacha Gimel, makshina rivim lenegoyim, the Lecha Mishneh sky. I asked to see these Rambams. The Lecha Mishneh has this kasha. This Rambam is mamish against the Gemara. Mamish against the Gemara. What a tremendous kasha. What a tremendous kasha. Lecha Mishneh. Lecha Mishneh asks, kasha, he quotes a little kasha of Lecha Mishneh. Yuvamas Kuf Dalet. Kule Amalot Mak Shuriban in the garden. The makshir I feel with gemar din nami, and how could the Rambam say with makshir in the garden? And he still paskins done with gemar balayla. So the Nesivus gives a very fancy answer. Fundamentally, he says it depends on machlok. Anyone ever learned Sanhedrin over here? The first few dapim? No. So machlok is the Rambam paskins dvar Torah is one as one bravaka bravika. Even one person can paskin it in Torah Midoraisa. So according to that shita, says the Nesivus, it's no problem. Our Gemara, to go on the Mandama, you need three dayanim, then it is a problem. That's his fancy pshat. I wanted to suggest an answer, which I don't know if it's going to fit with all the sukkahs and shas, but maybe based upon the following suggestion. We keep throwing these expressions together interchangeably. What are the expressions over here on both sides? Tchilas din or gemar din. And Rashi throws in another expression. Donin bayom v'gomrim balayla. At first glance, they seem to be one and the same thing. But I don't know if that's really 100% true. I'll tell you why. There's an Or Sameach, Rabosai, in the first page of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Or Sameach writes as follows. He's discussing the question of a situation in which the Eidim came by day, but they didn't get a chance to say Makudish, Makudish until night. So it's too late. Why? Donen bayom, v'gomer balayla, rabosai. They already heard the Eidim. That's a, certainly a tchilas din, right? Look at the Rosh Hashanah Echretz. This is a Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. Look it up, the last paragraph, V'tama. V'tama nira. T'b'chol mokom kabolos eidus havik etchilas din. Upsak bezins kikmardin. Why? The alpi eidim onu donin. We paskin based on the eidim. V'im inyana eidim emes hadin avedin. V'im eino emes sugam adin botel. Eidim a perjure, there's no din. V'chi chashves hadin the din al korot tachshav eidus shal piyo atadon v'tchilas din. Pshat aleph, logic. Okay? So done it by Yom, we're going by Laila, it's all one big hemshech. Ava b'kiddush ha-chodesh, helo kabolos eidus eino elo alila, l'mash yidunu v'yikachu bezin ha-chodesh. Dechinim tzu zomimim, o mutin, acha shekitchu bezin ha-chodesh, lo botol la-kiddush. V'zeh b'chlal ha-she tikur osim b'mo'adam atam afil l'mutin. As the Rambam says, in Ofen Yerushalmi. Im kain, even if the Eidim are liars, doesn't make a difference. So therefore, have a mamish tchilas din shalom pi Eidim at the Mekadesh. Elas shibisibos and bez the Mekadesh on their own. And by the Kiddush mali afim ha'edus sheker omutis. So you can't say it was a tchilas din by Yom and a gemar din by Lai was a hemshech. There was no hemshech. There's no hemshech at all. What came before is irrelevant. Bezek and Paskin, the Edom are determined to be Edom Zomim. Doesn't matter. It's the lumdus of the Osameach. Oh, this could explain that in Dine Nefosh, maybe even in Dine Knossus, you don't say Donan Meyom Megomim Balayla, because it's not just a Hemshech, you know, it's a Din Torah, and the Bezin is just determining the facts. No, Bezin is Mechadish something new. I'm not going to get to Sanhedrin right now. It's new, it's considered a whole new entity. What they make him a gavra ketilo, or they mechayev knas. If you look at Rabbi Kivagan in Makas Adav Hey, implies that. I'm not going into all this right now. So what occurred to me was that maybe the Rambam learns, and again I have to figure out what the sugya is, that the two didn't. One is our sugya, tchila esdin and gemara din. Rabbi said, "Come on, gemara din and our sugya. Where's the tchila esdin? There's no tchila esdin." You want to say like the Zeruah said when he died 4 months ago. Well, no, Bezin wasn't sitting when he died. Right? Or when the Ksuba collect, there's no real Din Torah people sitting around a table from day to night. So as far as that's concerned, Rabbo said, listen carefully. As far as that you want to say something is considered to be, you give it a Shem Gemara Din. Even though no one was sitting before Shkia, it's not me call it a Gemara Din. So there, if you mark a Shrivel in a Goyim, then its categorization as a Gemara Din is of no avail. To no avail, puzzle anyway. But the separate din of Donin Bayom V'Gomer Balayla Mamish, where the Bezin sitting from before nightfall till after nightfall, maybe that's even able to overcome the Hekesh of Rivel in the Goyim. So I'm giving you a conceptual teretz to Shitas Rama based on the Sarasamech. I cannot guarantee that all the texts of Shas will fit in. You have to look over here in the Gemara, in the Baba Basra. But I wanted to make that as a possible suggestion. Okay, Rabosa. Now we finish part two of today's Shir. We start part three, the final part of today's Shir, which is the most complex and the most important La'alacha L'maisa. This, as I told you in Erev Rosh Hashanah, our Bezin sat about this for quite a while, and Erev Yontem, we're very busy, but it was a very serious question. Because now the Mishnah says, small is the machlekes, we pass it as small is chalitos of psula. How do you know? The last narrow lines on Kuftal and Aleph. What's he going to say? Regel, regel, mi mitzora. Mala halam diyamin, afkan diyamin. That's what we pass it. We pass it. You have to have yamin. You need a few places you need yamin. Ritzia has to have yamin and Oz and Yamonis. Right? Yeah, that's all fine. End of sugya. Very good. You have to use his right foot to use his left foot, absolutely no good. That's what we pass on halacha lemaisa. Everyone, please turn, please, to the Nebuka Yosef. It's on the sources. It's on Tzadi Ches in our print. Lamed Gimel and Beis in the old print. What do you do if someone is left-footed? Rabosai, is anyone in this room who's left-footed? You play soccer, you kick with your left foot? Okay, good. They didn't have soccer. No, we have to see how they didn't have soccer. How do they know who's left-footed? Who's right-handed, we understand very well. Who's left-footed? Anafkamina. We'll see you soon. Please turn Tzadi Ches. Uviyovam Iter. Nechleku betosfes harbe. Imcholets bismolo. Shu yamin kol adam. Obi yamino. Shu smol kol adam. Catch this now. What do you do if you're left-footed? Do you use which shoe, which foot do you put the shoe on? Right? Is it your quote left, which means your weaker foot, which is your right, yamin kol adam? Or no? V'yamino, which is small kol adam, your stronger foot, which is everybody else's left. Or b'shtehen. Whoa. Shtehen? Why shtehen, gentlemen? Why shtehen? Oh, very good. Suffolk. That's what everyone in the world says. I saw the quote of Shlomo Eger, wanted to say no. Shtehen b'toras vadai. Oh, man. Each one has certain elements of yaminus. I don't know. That's a shvereshit. We'll soon mishum suffolk. Oh, the fourth one is the biggest disaster of all. She'eino choletz klal. She'ein lo yamin. My dear friend Shlomo, you have no right foot according to the sheet. Put your right foot forward. You have no right foot. Unbelievable. That's what he says. We'll see soon that the Ramban thinks this way. That's no small person. We'll see soon. The Isa Reish Perigin Anoshe. The Osam Reish Perigin Anoshe Nechleku. There's a Shala in the Gemara over there. Okay. It's found in the Rashba. If you have the same O's test on the side, it's a Rashba in Tzadi Beis and Beis in Chulin. And you'll see there, I recommend that you look very carefully there if you can get the Rashba in Chulin. And look at the footnotes there too. Very, very important on Tzadi Beis and Beis. Okay, let's see what it says. It's a big fight. It's Garmino and regular in Mitzora. Mao Biyom Amiter. He calls me Yamino, Shusmo Kol Adam. Doing with the tefillin. Rabosai, what hand do you put your tefillin on, Shlomo? Right hand, of course. Let's put on his right hand. Right? So here two over here. So the chalitza should be on the left foot, which is, you know, the stronger foot. The same as when it comes to tefillin. The weaker hand is the right hand for a lefty. O dilma shani tefillin dechsiv lehu yodcha yodkeya. The weaker hand. Abba bialma. Sveika havi. We don't have the consideration of Yad Keya. It turns out that this question, whether it depends upon you personally, or whether upon most people in general, is a suffix. And interestingly, the suffix, as it's explained, is based upon something which relates not to human beings, but from others. Take a look. Says the Gemara. Chulin Tzadi Beis, Rav Yirmiya Gabe Kafa Yorech. This is a sugya of Perek Gid Anoshe, right? Gid Anoshe applies to animals and not to birds. Why? Because it says over here, Kafa Yorech is Laof, the Ogil is the Behema. No. Excuse me. An unusual thing. Normally we say that an animal, I'm not an expert in it, I'm a city boy. An animal has a round. What word should we use? An animal for that? Near the. I don't know the English word for it. An animal sits. Yeah, I'll show you. Your nose is right up somewhere over here, right? So it's hip. Maybe the hip is rounded. Okay? The hip is rounded. So because it's Gidanash, it's around, but when it comes to a bird, it's not rounded, it's straight. Says the Gemara that we have an abnormality. What do you have? You have a
Taf Yorech Is La'ov V'Ogil, a bird that's built abnormally with a rounded hip, or what? Or Is La'behema V'Lo'ogil, the animal is usually is round, has it straight. The Mar Zasharla Basrei Azlinon, and therefore you have Gira Nasha in a certain case like an oaf, and not by a behema. Obasamine Azlinon, don't follow this particular bird or animal, follow the species. Fisalka Bateku. Vahocha, because of the teku, choletes b'shtem. I think it's a suffix, it's clear it's a suffix over here. Okay? They depend upon the most people that for them it's the right foot, or on Shlomo in particular, for him it's the left foot. Oshem anomar, the kev and the mimitzori alfina, the bina yamin, v'zeh ein lo yamin, lo choletz, you have no right. Who said? Kiramina b'b'choletz afam heimed beiz, b'koyin, eat there, Shepuzzle. You're not a Kohen, Shlomo, right? I feel good for you. Because if you'd be a Kohen, a lefty, you would come tomorrow, we have a base of Mikdash, you have to sit in the sidelines. Okay? Why? Should the Alfina Yemin Mitzora be Kohen? Was the Elo Yemin? Oh, maybe not. Maybe that's not why the Kohen lefty can't work. Im no ma da hasam lag de mishum de bin in your min lavoda, el de mishum mumu de posel. I'm sorry, Shlomo. It's considered to be a mum, a blemish, if someone's a lefty. De psul de ite chalishusahu. It's some kind of a weakness. I'll say, oops. Yeah. V'dasa Ramban zad lo havi taima mishum mum, el de mishum de lo yamin. He says, what kind of mum is it? Why is it a mum? Left is not a mum. He just has no right. Here's what's going on. The Ramban is suggesting when it comes to chalitza, a left-footed person, there cannot be any chalitza. He has no quote-unquote yamin. He doesn't have one. Oh, wow. Wow. It's certainly scary. Let us take a few minutes today, we'll have to finish it tomorrow, we won't have time to finish today, analyze this very, very important shala. Four different opinions. It's interesting, if you want to look and see the expression we saw, chalishusa, it's a weakness. Where did that expression come from? It's a sugin b'choros. Anyone learned that? Yomi over here? Nobody. So it had a recently b'choros. I'll read you from the b'choros a little bit today and tomorrow after analyze a little bit more. Here, Masechta Bechoros, Rabbi Osai, on Daf Mem Hei Omen Aleph. The Mishnah speaks about someone who is an ambidextrous. Okay? Ambidextrous. Anyone here ambidextrous? Anybody in this room? So the Mishnah says, Hasholet Vishtayodov. Rebbe Posel. Can't do Avodah Beis Hamikdash. V'chachomim Machshirin. The Chokos Rebbe and the Chachamim. What are they fighting about? Says the Gemara, on Amud Beis, Mar Sava Kishusa Aschala B'yamin. He's like a mum. He's a weak, the beginning of the weakness in the right hand. Umar Sava, no, Fakert. Bar Yusa Aschala small, Fakert. His left hand is stronger than most. He's the opposite of a mum. He's better than most people. So the word chalishusa, Rabbi Osai, implies some kind of a weakness, some kind of a mum. So therefore, there were those who claim that a lefty, a full lefty, is a mum. Even according to the one ambidextrous is kosher, but a full lefty is a mum. So the Ramban says, he doesn't like that. If that's the case, how come a full lefty is not found there in the Mishnah? They should mention a full lefty in the same context. The Ramban didn't like that. Rabban's kasha should have said a lefty is a sure puzzle. Teretz is ambidextrous, might be according to one man number a weakness. Left is no weakness, he's just as strong on his left, he's the same as you and me, just everything's flipped. Must be, he has no yamin.
He has no yamin, Rabbi Osai. Has no yamin? Oh. Comes the Yor Sameach. Since we have the Yor Sameach here from the previous one. Are we do one more? Yes.
I couldn't really say that he has no yamin. I think Rabbi just read the Gemara and said that Shanish put both of his hands. He's using them. It's not that one is less than the other. They're both strong.
No. Ambidextrous certainly has yamin.
No, so I'm saying that it doesn't show that there's a mum in either way, though.
Ambidextrous is a machlekas. It's called the one part and it's a mum. What's the mum? That somehow his right hand is weakening and the horai is ambidextrous. That's what it says. Because it, at least in his idea, has to be a distinct distinction between right and left. Otherwise, it's some weakness in his right hand. No one says no. Listen to this kasha of the Oros Hameach in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Zayin and Hilchos Yibum. The Ramban says no right has no right. Has no right. Fine. Lo zechisi lehavin dvarav. I don't understand what the Ramban is saying. Why? Ad Rabba, imishum zeh v'loik leyamin halot zorach lechalal gam avoda. This small mechal avoda. Who's a kohen? Any kohen in the room? If you use your left hand, the avoda is no good even with the evan. It's called mechal avoda. Who pashut the kol hanach yeser biyadam the tani. Right? Ish mizera Aaron. The boy she is shava bizarra shal Aaron. The cholhanach psuli de enashava bizarra shal Aaron. Ain't a machal mavoda. It's a mefurish Rambam. It's a mefurish Gemara. Yes, it is. It's a mefurish Gemara in Bechoros. On daf mem gimel. I read it to you. On daf mem gimel. Goes up from Amud Aleph over to Amud Beis. And what does the Gemara there say? The Gemara says, "Minani mili kolisha shebo mum mizera Aaron ish shava bezara shel Aaron ma'ika ben mumo the shena shava bezara shel which is a lesser psul ika mishum achuli avoda mumo mechal avoda mum bol oichal shena shava bezara shel Aaron lo mechal avoda." So the Or Sameach here, and the Keren Or and Adav both assume that since the psul over here, all these psulim are included in the category of Eino Zara Shel Aaron, so they're not Mechal Avoda. But if the Ramban is right, that an Iter, the lefty, has no right hand, was considered like the left hand, then it is Mechal Avodah. This is the kasha which both the Oros Hameach and the Keren Or have against the Ramban, and they say, Tzorech Iyun Golem. This is the Ramban, this is no small person. How can we leave the Ramban with a Tzorech Iyun Golem? How can we do this for them? The answer is we're out of time, that's why we have those just for today. But tomorrow, tune in, we'll see what the possible answers to Shita Sah. Ramban b'siyata d'shmai. Okay. Tomorrow's shiur, if you can finish these, or the next day, these ma'amakomos, this is with the very last two lines, it sounds like it's pretty lengthy, though.